The Greenway unit is going to be set up in Donegal County Council, and this, you know, is really positive news. It's great news for the county. There'll be three new members of staff employed to develop greenways in Donegal. My point now, and the issue in a way, is that a lot of the greenways are in the north of the county, in Ishuan, and that. And I'm really delighted for the people there, and for many of your listeners who I'm sure will be cycling these greenways within a couple of years with their families, and that's great news. However, you know, the resources are not being put to the southern half of the county, and that's my concern. There's been a lot of greenways discussed, like the Donegal Town to Ballybuffet Greenway through Bernasmore Gap. You know, there's one been talked about for a long time on the Ballyshannon to Baleek side, and various other ones. And out the west of the county, Killybegs to Glencolumkill, there's a lot of talk about various greenways at various stages of development. And what we need to do is get people, get staff resourced and into the earlier stages of development of greenways. We can't sit here and wait and watch opportunities go by, funding opportunities that are out there. It's, you know, greenways is on the tip of everybody's tongue. We need to get greenways going in Donegal. And that's in a balanced manner over the whole county.
The cross-border dimension was raised by Councillor Michael McMahon, and you and others supporting him on that. You foresee potentially there are possibilities there to link up with Omagh and Fermanagh to explore what cross-border opportunities are there.
That's right. In the past couple of months, we've been working on developing this working group cross-border between Donegal County Council and Fermanagh and Omagh District Council. That will relate mostly to the municipal districts of Donegal and of Stranorlar. So we intend to raise a number of issues and collaborate bilaterally on a couple of different issues and opportunities, you know, on economic development and tourism and environmental issues and that. But really the one thing that this, I think, can kickstart this going is the Ballyshannon to Baleek Greenway. It's a no-brainer. We all know the benefits of greenways to our local economy and in terms of getting people out and healthy and fit and meeting each other. And this is a cross-border, cross-party, cross-community opportunity, which initially, you know, this sort of phase one we're looking at is Ballyshannon to Baleek, but also, you know, it can extend beyond that in both directions to encompass a larger area. It's going to open up Fermanagh to the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's also going to reopen a traditional, very busy route up along the Erne corridor from Ballyshannon into Baleek and beyond.